As I stated with chagrin and regret on Hillary's birthday, I am poor at ordering things online and getting them on time. Well, I haven't been traditionally, but I trusted Prime, and Prime let me down. So, ordered something last Thursday, and much to my dismay, was told that it would come during the day on Tuesday, Hillary's birthday, and thought, oh, come on. But figured, all right.
It is what it is.
Sure,
yeah.
maybe it'll surprise us, and FedEx or UPS or whomever will get it here early during the show. That didn't happen. I got a notification on her birthday, or the day before her birthday, saying, oh, it's not going to come till Wednesday. Then on her birthday, I got a notification saying, hey, we've had a delay. If it doesn't get there by Saturday, call us back. Not what I wanted to hear.
It is the gift that never came. Yeah.
Speaking of songs, though, Wonder of Wonders, Miracle of Miracles, it came yesterday.
Hey!
I'm very excited right now.
Everybody likes an extended birthday.
I know.
Anyway, so you know this is from Amazon. This is from Mark and myself for your birthday.
It's from us through Amazon.
Can I already thank you for the bag is like pre-opened. It's in the Amazon bag. Thank you, because I was like, I'm not going to open this in the air. I don't have scissors.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure that it...
Yeah, no, I appreciate that.
I actually opened it without scissors because I'm dumb like that. So I just... ripped it.
I'm opening. It's blue. It's a shirt. It's a t-shirt. What does it say?
Nice color.
Yes! Okay, so it's like the periodic tables of elements that spell out I nap, and then underneath it says periodically. I love this.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Shirt.
That's wonderful.
That is great.
I nap periodically. This is amazing, you guys.
Because for Mother's Day, Hillary wanted a nap.
A nap.
And for her birthday, she wanted a nap.
And when she works too long with us in any given week, she wants
a
break.
You know, it's funny because yesterday, like, I actually scheduled a nap for myself.
Mm.
And I was dropping Becca's friend off after vacation Bible school. And those girls were working hard at getting me to take them to the pool. And, you know, this girl's dad was there. And he's like, you know, we're chatting and stuff. And I said, no, you guys, we're not going to the pool right now. And they're like, what do we have going on? I said, honestly, I'm making a phone call at 1 o'clock, and then I'm taking a nap. Uh-huh. So,
That into the schedule. Margin.
I love it. You guys are amazing, and I thank you.
Happy birthday.
As you've been hearing throughout the week here on WWIB, Catching Faith 2 debuts tomorrow night at the Micon Eau Claire, Micon Budget, downtown Eau Claire, 6 o'clock tomorrow night, and Andrea Polnasek is with us from Catching Faith 2. Just a word with her here, and then we'll continue the conversation. Andrea, good morning.
Good morning.
I offered her a cup of coffee, but she already had hers, so there we go.
I'm still working at mine, Andrea.
Yeah.
I have a husband who supplies me with coffee, so it's
nice.
Awesome.
Yes. Very nice.
So, Andrea, some on social media may have seen that 4 years ago, Catching Faith, the first one, which was shot here in the Chippewa Valley, 4 years ago that we were unfolding that. And did you ever think there'd be a sequel?
No. It's been so fun to look at these Facebook memories and realize that, I mean, we didn't even know what we were doing then. So now to think 4 years later, we got the opportunity to have a sequel. It's just amazing. Such a God thing.
So maybe before we take the break, kind of recap for people briefly, what was Catching Faith 1? And again, it's been so much success, right, in terms of the streaming choices. Maybe you can briefly remind people about that and then kind of transition to the sequel story.
Sure. Well, Catching Faith 1 is really about a mom who has her kids in their senior year of high school, and the son and daughter, she doesn't really know what her daughter is struggling with, but her son makes a very public mistake. and she has to sort of grapple with whether she'll hold him accountable or whether she'll let it slide, because actually the community, because he's a football star, will let it slide. And so it's a struggle that really causes her to have to reevaluate her faith and see, does she really trust God to make this work out for her good and for his glory? And that's what really that story is all about. And this movie, Catching Faith 2, catches up with them 4 years later. And it's really about loss. It's actually about what's happened in their lives over the 4 years. Each of them has lost, each person in the family has lost something significant, and they're struggling with how they're going to cope and handle that with that.
So interesting to hear about those struggles of the parents of seniors as we have teenagers heading into high school. And we were talking off the air about that it's just a different beast with those teenagers. So looking forward to hearing more from you in just a minute.
She's sitting to my right now, Andrea Polnasek, that you just heard, catching Faith 2, The Homecoming. What an incredible sequel 4 years later from the events of Catching Faith, which again was shot right here in the Chippewa Valley, Andrea, and then Catching Faith 2 premieres nationwide. Premiere is right here in Eau Claire tomorrow at 6 p.m. Mikon Cinema's Downtown Budget Theater. Q&A with you, giveaways to follow. We'll talk more about that. But Catching Faith, I mean, again, you talk about how God's hand was in this project too. I mean, you are on some major streaming platforms. Tell us about that and where people can stream that now if they miss Catching Faith and want to see it before the big debut tomorrow night.
Yeah, well, it's currently streaming on Amazon Prime, which is super fun. And we spent 2 years on Netflix, and I believe we spent 2 years on Hulu as well.
Wow.
So we've been streaming. Plus, it was sold nationwide through Walmart and Amazon.
Very, very good. This, like, it's got to be exciting. How did this even – how does – a Midwestern girl living in central Wisconsin suddenly have a movie doing all of this.
I know. It's
Massachusetts native. She's a Massachusetts native.
That's true. I'll tell you. Midwest girl now.
But I've lived here 17 years.
Wisconsin's biggest Patriots fan. don't hold that against her.
Yeah. It's such an incredible journey. My sister has spent the last 20 years in Hollywood, and she has been an actress and decided to begin to do some of her own work, writing and producing, and was actually told that about 4 years ago, the thing in movies was going to be dragons and faith-based films. So we should have done a dragon faith-based film. But instead...
In the future.
Yeah.
Reject these dragons and faith-based.
Isn't it kind of crazy, though?
The
like,
ship towards.
Really, let's look, though. If you think over the last 4 years, faith-based movies have been incredible.
Oh,
like, the first time we've seen so many that have actually come to the theater, which is really cool.
And there's been dragon films, too.
And there's been dragon. They just haven't put them together. So.
That'd be a great mashup.
Yeah. So she actually called and asked if she could consult with me she was writing. And then as we began to talk, one of my sister's really big passions is to feature women in films and issues that are related to women. And what's really fascinating about faith-based movies is that women, particularly soccer moms from the Midwest, are the demographic that go to and purchase faith-based movies. And if you think about it, 4 years ago, we never had a leading lady.
Right.
It was all male-driven films.
You're absolutely
so
right.
So we started talking about it. And I said, could we do something? And I was, you know, in the heyday of raising kids. I kind of still am. And I was like, there's lots of stories we can tell about it's not all about the tragedy of having cancer or losing someone. A lot of what I think is a struggle with my faith is the everyday stuff.
Yes.
How do I actually look like Jesus in the middle of my kitchen when my kids just puked all over the floor or whatever's going on, right?
Yeah.
And so I said, could we talk about the real stuff, not just the big stuff, and kind of try to grapple with that?
And I love that you do that, because I feel like as women, if we're struggling with the real stuff and we don't have the big stuff at the moment, we kind of get down on ourselves saying, what's wrong with me that I can't even handle the real everyday-to-day stuff?
Absolutely. And I think our character, Alexa, her big thing is she has really perfected the outward appearance. Her house looks perfect. Everybody's doing what they're supposed to do. We're all achieving. We're all hitting what we think that the world wants us to look like. But inside, everything was just imploding and a mess. And so how can we give permission to say that we're all a mess?
We
are. Let's face it.
Well, as I share this story, let me just preface it and say, Hillary, we love you. We want you to stay here. But this might be a really good job for you.
Okay.
It is. Retail Me Not is now paying people to shop. It's
really?
Being billed as a possible dream job for some, getting paid to shop.
Huh.
Now, you told me I love to bargain shop.
Bargain shopping. That's what I love.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The better the bargain, the more fun there
is
to
be had. I use Retail Me Not every single time I shop online. Well, maybe not Amazon.
I've never even
heard
of it.
Oh, I use it all the time because it has promo
codes. It's like
the
coupon
code. So I always check if I'm buying from an unfamiliar site. I check Retail Me Not just to see if, you know, if I can save 5%, it's better than paying full price.
Now,
absolutely.
When you get a job, of course, a worker is worth his higher his wages. And so I can't believe how much this pays, really.
Seriously?
So here we go. RetailMeNot hiring its first shopping specialist. Hillary, it could be you.
Okay.
The company already offers coupon codes at stores all yep. over, and now they need someone to test them.
Oh.
I don't know
do
exactly.
I get to keep the stuff
I'm confused
that I
here. Is this just money here? No, go spend this, or is this what you get paid? How do you guys interpret this?
Okay.
You'll get $5,000 for a week of shopping and one free meal a day.
Right on.
I mean, I think you got to go spend that. That's maybe not the salary.
But, you know, I'd get $5,000
worth
of stuff.
Well, as long as you get to keep the stuff.
Too. And, you know, it's bargain shopping, so you can get a lot for $5,000.
Yeah.
Upon further review, though, I don't think that's the salary. I don't know what you get paid.
I still get to buy $5,000 worth of stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing I get to keep that stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's how I would interpret it. So
this is what I want to do. You guys... Do you know what I want to do?
What?
I want to do that, and I want to buy school supplies and just donate them all. Wouldn't that be the best?
There you go. Get the best deals.
That would be so fun.
Honestly, with Shopko closed, I've been wondering about who's going to have the cheapest school supplies this
year. Can we talk about this? Because I'm wondering the same thing. I don't know where to go. Where can I find a notebook for 11 cents?
Yeah, that's where I always got
them. Isn't Walmart got some good prices?
I've never... they had notebooks for 40 cents the other day, and I'm used to my 11-cent notebooks.
Seriously, that 29 cents, 25 of it is the Aldi quarter, and then the other 4 cents is... When you don't add up correctly at the gas pump.
I don't know where to go. It's my comfort zone is gone.
We do get further clarification here. Yes, you do get to keep everything you buy.
Yes!
Nice.
Or give it away.
Yes,
or give it away. You can buy clothes and give it to a homeless shelter.
You can decide what you want to do, or any of the listeners who love to shop. Anyone interested needs to do what you do in America these days to get a job like this is submit a short video and explain how you score discounts.
Oh.
Okay.
Applications being accepted until August 9th.
I don't know that I want to give away my secrets.
It's like a fisher, right? Like a fisherman. I'm not going to tell you where.
I do think it would be so cool to like give it all away. I love that's just that's I think that would
Michael
be
W.
So
Smith
fun.
Give it away. You got to play that.
Is that well? I don't have it up. I was going to play
later.
Apollo Ltd.
Later then.
So on here's Apollo Ltd. It's on the way up.
WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. Hey, just want to remind everybody, it is Hot Fudge Sundae Day today. So,
as a part of National Ice Cream Month in July, I do believe, let's go international with this ice cream. There is a new South African flavor you might just want to try or not. Gourmet Grub is from Cape Town, South Africa, and they're hoping to use ice cream to introduce the public to the world of eating insects.
Oh boy, we're going there again, huh?
Gourmet Grub has a new luxury ice cream. It uses Ento milk. What is Ento milk? It's a dairy alternative. Sounds all right so far. A lot of people can't have lactose and such. Well, they make this dairy alternative by blending the larvae of a tropical insect known as the black soldier fly.
It's not okay.
Honestly, I think black soldier fly, and I think of something huge and massive that's going to bite me, and I don't want to bite it back. I want to run away.
Is this an actual black soldier fly sound we have?
No, it's just a mosquito sound.
The United Nations has predicted that the world will need to double food production to feed the global population by 2050, and the United Nations has long promoted insect farming as a sustainable alternative protein source. Because, I mean, again, it's probably fairly common knowledge that bugs are high in protein, and John the Baptist, y'all, I don't know if he was...
Locusts and honey.
I'll take the honey, but not necessarily the locusts, John.
Yeah, I mean, you do what you got to do to survive sometimes, but I just don't feel like I'm at that point in my life where I need to eat bugs to survive, so I'm going to opt not to.
Here's one of their selling
there
points.
There are times in Liberia I didn't know what I was eating, so
yeah,
it's just meat.
You just don't ask.
And if you even probed right, you're just like,
I was in Ecuador, the same thing. You don't ask, you just eat it, and it's delicious.
Don't
it's
ask,
fine.
Just eat.
Yeah.
Where are my farmers at? Thorpe, where are you at? Farm communities? The proponents of gourmet grub say, hey, this could be a farming alternative as well. They say insects need very little water, feed, or space to grow. They also produce little to no greenhouse gases compared to traditional livestock. So if anybody wants to start an ant farm...
But by the time you get enough flies together to equal the protein that you get out of one cow, that's a lot of bugs. Mm-hmm.
Honestly, probably the most expensive gourmet ice cream I'd go with is the Halo Top, and I pay more for, like, the low carb, and it's erythritol and things like that, too, and so we enjoy that. But that's, like, three-something a pint, which seems way too steep. But it has no insects in it. So,
yeah, so there's a... You don't find that.
I've got to say, as much as I like the ice cream truck, eventually it does leave the neighborhood, unlike this music.
Hey, there's 10 hours.
No. This is a form of torture.
Here's the thing, though. If they really are going to make ice cream out of insects and people are going to consume it, South Africa, I will gladly donate Wisconsin's mosquito population.
Yeah.
You can have them.
Exactly. One of the good things about winter here, killing the bugs and lowering the crime rate.
Absolutely.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.